Tallywhacker, written by Peter Carey and read by Peter Hosking. My name is Herbert Badgery. I'm 139 years old and something of a celebrity. They come and look at me and wonder how I do it. There are weeks when I wonder the same. Whole stretches of terrible time. It's hard to believe you can feel so bad and still not die. I'm a terrible liar, and I've always been a liar. I say that early to set things straight. Caveat emptor. My age is the one fact you can rely on, and not because I say so, but because it has been publicly authenticated. Independent experts have poked me and prodded me and scraped around my foul-smelling mouth. They have measured my ankles and looked at my legs. It's a relief to not worry about my legs anymore. When they photographed me, I didn't care that my dick looked as scabby and scaly as a horse's, even though there was a time when I was a vain man and would not have permitted the type of photographs they chose to take. Apart from this, and it is all there, neatly printed on a chart not 3 feet from where I lie, I have also been written up in the papers. Don't imagine this is any novelty to me. Being written up has been one of my weaknesses, and I don't mention it now so that I may impress you, but rather to make the point that I am not lying about my age. But for the rest of it, you may as well know lying is my main subject, my specialty, my skill. It's a great relief to find a new use for it. It's taken me long enough, God knows, and I have not always been proud of my activities. But now I feel no more ashamed of my lies than my farts. I rip forth a beauty to underline the point. There will be complaints, of course. There are complaints now about the fart. My apologies, my fellow sufferers. But my advice is to not waste your time with your red pen to try to pull apart the strands of lies and truth, but to relax and enjoy the show. I think I'm growing tits. They stuck their calipers into me and measured them. That'd be one for the books if I turned into a woman at this stage of life. It's only the curiosity that keeps me alive, to see what my dirty old body will do next. I'm like some old squid decaying on the beach. They flinch when they look at me, and they could not guess that there is anything inside my head but gruel, brain soup sloshing around in a basin. My voice is gone, so they could not know what changes have taken place in me. I may even at last have become almost kind. I read, too. I didn't read a book until an age when most men are going blind or dying in their beds. Leah Goldstein, who has a brain as big as a football, deserves the credit. She was the one who got me going, and once I was started, they couldn't stop me. By the time I was in Rankin Down's jail, I was known as the professor, and I was permitted to take my Bachelor of Arts by correspondence.